things come out of line. Super freak, she's super freaky. Get your freak on.
Show Friday. If you would like to be on it, email us joanalexshow@gmail.com. You can also hit us up Twitter and Instagram. It's @joanalexshow. Just send us a DM. This morning, we're speaking to Clark. Hey, Clark, you're on the Joe and Alex Show for Freak Show Friday. What's going on with you, you big old freak you?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Good.
All right. Let's see. A little bit about me. My wife Claudia passed away about 5 years ago.
Sorry to hear that.
She'd had ovarian cancer. It was long. It was tough, but you know, she's at peace, whatever. But she was my life. And I heard you guys discussing soulmates earlier this week, and I had to call in. I just can't stress enough to you guys how much my wife was my actual soulmate. We were each other's first everything. We were our first handhold. We were our first kiss. You know, we were high school sweethearts. We were never not at each other's sides. She walked into a room and she just lit it up. She took command of it. She was the kind of woman. You know, she didn't know any strangers. I mean, everyone wanted to know her. Everyone wanted to be her friend. She was beautiful. She was smart. She was funny. She was witty. She loved board games. We had game night dates every Thursday since we were married. Probably before that too. So, you know, my point, I guess, is you can imagine it's kind of rough after being with someone like that for my whole life, trying to get back into the dating scene.
Right.
So yeah. So I'm an old dog, and it's hard to relearn a lot of these new tricks here. So I've been trying. Apparently, Facebook poking is not something you do anymore. It's just stupid. And apparently, I have to text a woman right after a first date to tell her if I want to see her again.
Yep.
So my daughter's been helping me. My daughter's been telling me all this.
Oh, yeah, she's doing a good job. She's right.
Yeah, she's pointing out all of my foibles, I suppose. But one thing that I've noticed, I don't know if I've developed it since my wife passed or if it's always been there, I never noticed it, but one thing that I've been reading up on, apparently I am a cardiophile.
So I'm hearing the word cardio in there.
And I'm also hearing file, like pedophile.
Yeah, I doubt it's that, but does that mean you really like working out?
No. So it's an attraction, an arousal, kind of you know, locking into things that have to do with the heart, the rhythm, the sound of a heart beating. I don't know. Just something about a heartbeat, the feel of it, the sound of it, just the rhythm of it.
That's interesting.
I don't think it really takes a scientist or a psychologist or a genius to put together that, you know, now that my wife's gone, has been gone, it's something that's going through my head, my physiology. Surprise, surprise, you know, the sound of beating heart, sound of life is just attractive to me. So I kind of dove deeper into this when I had my first sleepover date with a woman since my wife about a year ago.
Okay.
And I noticed that while we were lying in bed, I had my head laying on her chest and I could hear heart beating, and it was very sexy to me. It was comforting. It was a turn on. It was really nice. I had no idea I liked this kind of thing until there I was actually in the middle of it. So now I've ordered a stethoscope, which I used. I listened to, you can find anything online, so I can get the audio clips of beating hearts. My goal now is I want to go out with a cardiologist.
I so bet you guys, do.
If you guys know any cardiologists, hook me up. Just feeling or hearing a pulse can kind of get my motor running a little bit. I had a date last week, and this woman, you know, not even in any kind of context, this woman just casually says, oh, my goodness, my heart's beating like a rabbit. Here, feel my heart. She grabbed my hand, and I had to get up and walk away. If my pants were getting a little tight there. I had to
oh, my gosh.
Wow, the blood was flowing. Okay.
And well, wow. Yeah, the blood works. The blood works, yeah. And again, I've done a lot of reading on this, a lot of research, just trying to figure out if I'm the only one or if this is a thing. Apparently, I've noticed a lot of bisexual people seem to identify as cardiophiles.
Well, Porkchop, hold on. We have an expert.
Sure Porkchop's heard of this.
Porkchop, as the resident bisexual person of the show.
I have heard of it. I am not one of these because I don't know. That doesn't do it for me. But, first of all, gay people are, quote unquote, like, they say 2% of the population is gay. And then they say, like,
The number's got to be higher, at least 5%.
Oh, of course.
Got to round up.
And then the actual percent of that, of people that are bi, is even smaller. But it is true. I have heard of it. Like, I mean, not me. I'm not a fan. But
it kind of grosses me out, actually. I don't like it. Like the sound of a beating heart and a pulse.
There's just something about it. It's just so natural. It's so life affirming. It's so basic. I mean, it just touches me in a real, real primal way. It's just something that I can't get enough of. You know, I just love I love being able to hear it, to feel it, to kind of like, you know, just be in touch with that kind of essence.
I guess there could be worse things, like worse bodily sounds besides a heartbeat that you could be obsessed with. So that's not terrible. Yeah. It's very weird.
And off the air, Clark told me his like one of his favorite songs is "Wildest Dreams" by Taylor Swift. That's why
I
we were playing
Wildest
it.
"Wildest Dreams" by Taylor Swift. I love that. Yeah.
Did you hear it? Yeah. We just played it like a second ago. But
yeah, I got that. Yeah.
That's Taylor's real heartbeat she put in the background of the song.
No way.
Yeah,
yeah,
she recorded it.
She has a heartbeat arrhythmia.
Nope.
It's a little offbeat. If that's really her heartbeat, I'm concerned. Taylor's going to be dropping dead. She's going to have to get a heart transplant, which Alex said she would do.
Heartbeats give me, like, actual anxiety.
Everything
like
gives
hearing,
you anxiety.
No, like hearing them, and even, like, how Alex said, like, a pulse, like, feeling a pulse, or, like, having someone, like, check my heart, like, it gives me so much anxiety.
I feel you on that, Liv. I do. Like, when,
no,
right, when
no,
I hear
no,
it.
Not the EKGs. The EKGs, no, that's not the same thing. That's like listening to Don Johnson's heartbeat song, which is not like Wild.
But there's somebody right now, though, that probably is like, oh, yeah. Turn that up for me, please. Oh, no. I'm feeling kind of funny.
That sounds like old Pong right there. That sounds like the old Atari game.
But, like, wow. I feel like this is, I'm no psychologist, but it makes sense to me after losing a loved one why you would find this attractive. It's the sound of life. It makes sense to me why you have developed a weird thing for this.
Yeah, I mean, it starts in the womb. Everyone has a basic connection to it. Everyone starts off right next to their mother's heartbeat. And then, you know, the closer you get to someone, like, I can't stress enough, like, you know, I've really enjoyed my current situation dating and now that I've gotten back into it. But I can't stress enough just how unified my wife and I were. We were one being. And so I've lost half of myself. And that heartbeat, that was half of my heartbeat. And that's just something that, you know, when I can get next to that, when I can feel that, when I can hear that, when I can kind of reconnect with that, that's something that just reminds me of the whole person that I used to be. And I just, you know, that's just something I can't get enough of.
Wow, that's pretty deep, Clark. And even if not, like, it's still a pretty smooth move if you were a single guy. Like, hey, can I hear your heartbeat? Because then you're getting pretty close to the girl's boobs.
That makes sense to me.
Either way, it's a win-win.
Yeah, this whole thing makes sense. I hope that we can find you a cardiologist today, Clark.
Yeah, that would be great. I can come and kind of check off a couple different boxes there.
There we go. Thank you for calling us for Freak Show Friday.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right, you have a good one. Well, that was a little weird.
It was weird, but I get it, though.
I've never heard of that in my life, and I've heard of people that have had great losses.
That's what I love about Freak Show Friday. You always learn about the new weird stuff people do.
I wonder if there's someone listening right now that Alex's voice is what does it for them.
Well, we had somebody that Joe's voice did it for her, and it did it for her while she was talking to us on the air.
That's what can creepy. I say? I have that effect on people. Okay.